What's up, baby? Y'all hear that? Y'all hear that? Y'all hear that? Y'all are listening to the Just a Touch of J podcast show, baby. Y'all know I gotta put it out there in pieces for you, right? Going over to Making Love and Beast Kitchen, baby. She all down like the Just a Touch of J. Y'all like that? I just wanna talk to y'all for a little bit. Going over to my name is R-O-N-I-7-6 on Instagram, baby. Oh, I gotta put it out there in pieces for you, right? You're listening to the Just a Touch of J podcast show, baby. And check me out on Beat Break Radio, 87 FM. Y'all hear that? This is Just a Touch of J. Hey y'all, this is Just a Touch of J, and I'm coming at you, getting ready to put it all out there in pieces, baby. What's cracking with my babies, huh? What y'all out there doing, huh? What are y'all out there doing, huh? Y'all out there shining on them because they hate it, baby. Living your best life, just doing what it is that you do, that you do, that you do. Oh my gosh, I know y'all out there being so thrilling, so wise, baby. And why do I tell you that I know that you are out there being so thrilling, so wise, baby? First of all, because God made you that way. Yes. Shout out to you, God. You are rewarded to those that diligently seek you. Yes, y'all. Oh, my gosh. And what's the second reason? Well, I tell y'all that I know that y'all are out there being so thrilled and so wise, baby. Come on. Y'all already know. Because y'all are out there listening to me, man. And this is Just a Touch of J. Y'all know I put it out there in pieces for you. And what's the third reason? Well, I tell y'all that I know that y'all are out there being so thrilled and so wise. Man, ain't no third reason. It's the third thing that I do tell y'all, though. I tell y'all I got to give a shout out to my haters. And what do I say to these haters, y'all? Come on and say it with me. You ready? On three. One, two, three. Ha, haters, cause y'all need this work too. Yes, y'all need this work too. Now look, if you're just coming over to the whole Just a Touch of J experience and you like, wait a minute, hold on, who this lady J, what's going on, why she giving a shout to haters? Listen, hate is acknowledgement backwards, okay? People don't really hate you, they love you. They love to hate you, but baby, anyway, look, this is Just a Touch of J. I'm just trying to put it out there, peace for you. But now, listen, though. See, what happens is, hate's acknowledgement backwards, right? They don't know how to show the love, so they show the hate, right? Let me break it down to you like this, okay? See, in Psalms 23, God, like, kind of tells us about the haters, the naysayers, and the disbelievers, right? This is what he said he's going to do. He said, look, they're going to come around, right? He said, but when they do, I'm going to prepare a table for you in the presence of your enemies, okay? So just imagine it, right? You real thorough and you wise, right? So God is going to prepare this table for you in the presence of your enemies. He warns you. He says, look, they're going to come around, but I got you, okay? This is Just a Touch of J, baby. I'm trying to put this out there in pieces for you, right? So he says, look, they come around, I got you. I'm going to prepare this table for you in the presence of your enemy. Then I'm going to anoint your head with oil, and your cup's going to overflow. You're going to get blessing after blessing after blessing after blessing right in front of them. I'm going to make them your footstool, okay? That's basically what he's going to do for you when you out there shining bright like a diamond and doing what it is that he tells you to do. The haters and naysayers, the disbelievers, they come over. They're like, wait a minute, hold on. Is that my boy over there shining on? Is that my girl over there shining on? Because you got this light that's shining so bright. That's why God's preparing his table for you in the presence of your enemy, right? So they come over, and what happens is they're trying to see what's going on, right? And they wind up getting blessed by the message. Whatever message God is using to put it out there in pieces for them, like me, right? I'm coming out of, well, I'm already really out of it, you know. My current, you know, health issues. You know, I had some health issues that was going on. Started in November, lost my hair, couldn't see, couldn't walk. You know, all type of stuff, man. I was just, messed up. Lost like almost 50 pounds, you know. So a lot of people, they coming over, they want to listen to the podcast now. They want to watch what I'm doing on social media. You know, I'm on the radio, I got my own mobile app, I got the marijuana line, I got the fitness company, I got all these things, Making Love in B's Kitchen where I cook it. They trying to figure out what's going on, so they coming over, right? Because the light is shining bright. Bright, 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 like a diamond. And they wind up, they looking, they trying to peek. They like, what's going on, right? So God, like I say, he's preparing his table for you in the presence of your enemies. That's what he's doing, right? He anointing my head with oil. My cup's overflowing. All this stuff is happening. And they coming over and they getting blessed by the message. So when that happens, you have to recognize that these are God's children too. And he's trying to help them. He's trying to bring them over. Let them know what's going on, right? So what I'm supposed to say is, and what you're supposed to say is, if you got anything like that going on in your life, is, hi, haters, because y'all need this work too. Yes, y'all need this work too. All right? So that's what you say to them. Now look, have y'all been going over to My Name Is RONI76 on Instagram, baby? Yeah, mama been dropping a dime on you. Yes, mama been dropping a dime on you. Yes, I've been dropping a dime on you over there. Yeah, just putting it out there in pieces for you. Giving y'all my fitness stuff. Getting y'all, oh my gosh, it's just a Touch of J app stuff. Y'all made the app of the day. Okay, last week, shout out to y'all, okay? Giving you a little food stuff, talking to y'all about my children, Rara Iman Taquam. Oh my gosh, he's 27, Rara, she's 22, Iman is 24. You know, I've been putting them out there in pieces for you on weonjustatouchofj.com, yeah. Check that out, okay? So I've been doing all that type of stuff, right? Just talking to y'all about everything, inspirational posts, just everything that you need. It's over there, and my name is RONI76 on Instagram. And make sure y'all check out them pieces. Now, look, we got to skate on over to the left, to the left, to the left, so we can talk about Making Love in B's Kitchen. Have I been making love in B's Kitchen? You already know I have, because I just told y'all about it on the last podcast. I tell y'all about it on every podcast. But I have been dropping a dime in the kitchen, though. I have. Okay, if you don't know what dime is, African-American colloquialism, okay? It just means like I'm putting it out there in pieces. I'm doing major things, major big things. And that's what I've been doing with Making Love in B's Kitchen. I've been making so much love in B's Kitchen at the hotel. Because y'all know I'm living in a hotel right now because it's mold in my house. But look, I've been making so much love in B's Kitchen that I gained like, let me see, all together, I say about 45 pounds, but 25 I just gained since Mother's Day. And this is just a touch of your baby. I'm just trying to put that out there, pieces for you. So look, I've been in there cooking, coming up with all type of recipes. I told y'all yesterday about the whole pear milkshake. Going to be the apple pie milkshake, the pear pie milkshake, the peach cornbread pie milkshake. Oh my gosh. This all type of healthy versions of different things, baby. This is just a touch of J, like I said. I'm just trying to put it out there in pieces for you. So look, let's skate on over to the other left, to the left, to the left, to the left, so I can shine bright like a diamond and talk to y'all about just a touch of J's fitness. Oh my gosh. So I told y'all I've been working out, right? Yes, doing what it is that I do. And this week, guess how many I'm going to be doing, right? So last week, let's do a quick recap. I did 300 upper body, 300 lower body. This week, mama gonna be doing the 400. Yes, the 400 is a fitness program that I created last year. I was supposed to put it out there in pieces for y'all, but I got ill. Okay, so I couldn't drop them pieces the way I wanted to. All right, but God told me to go ahead and start working out again about a month ago. And since I've been doing it every week, I've been going up. And God, he's something. Child, I turned around, I added all up. I said, God, you something else. You got me doing 400. Yes, I'm going to be doing 60 push-ups next week, y'all. And I was just doing 100 a day before this happened, baby. This is just a touch of J. Y'all see how God healing me? He putting them pieces back together for y'all. Wait till y'all see this body. Oh, my gosh. Yes. I told y'all my butt head got flat like a pancake, okay? Now, though, oh, no. I'm going to tell you, you're going to be about to quarter off this thing in a minute, baby. This is just a touch of J. And that's just pieces for you. So, look, let's talk about the Just a Touch of J app. I just told y'all had the app popping. The app was number one. Y'all made my app number one. I love y'all. Thank you so much. Shout out to you, Black Vibes, BB Mobile app, everybody. I love y'all. Thank you so much. The app is doing well, and I appreciate it. All right, now look. Now we're going over to the Just a Touch of J cannabis line. You already know I'm a marijuana grower. I got 4 strains, my own marijuana. But right now what we're working on is Just a Touch of J cannabis line, okay? The papers. I got my own rolling papers. You know what they call, y'all? All you need is just a touch of the J. Touch of the J. Touch of the J. Y'all like it when I do it like that? You don't need nothing else, just a touch. Just a touch of the J. That's it, right? And this is Just a Touch of J, baby. I'm just trying to put that out there, peace for you, okay? King Slim Magnetic Booklet, slow burning smoothness. Let it take control of you. All right, roll up. If that's what it is that you do, that you do, that you do, baby. Now look, let's talk about the Just a Touch of J podcast. What y'all out there doing? Oh my God, what are y'all out there doing with the Just a Touch of J podcast? Y'all got my podcast popping like popcorn, baby. I keep telling y'all that. Oh my gosh, y'all really do though. Y'all got the podcast really popping like popcorn. Like today, okay, I've been putting numbers out there. I put the little numbers out there for y'all so y'all can see. And I'm just looking at just one network. I've been basing it on just one network because it's so many. I'm on over like 30. But this one, it's just like, just keeps going. Okay, just boom, 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 boom. Okay, and I'm like, oh my gosh, all right? So I put it out there for y'all. I turn around today. It's up even higher than what I put out there yesterday. I'm like, oh my gosh. I said, look at God. He put it out there in pieces for y'all. And y'all love it. Yeah. So keep on doing what it is that you do with the Just a Touch of J podcast, baby. Okay, I got this Sunday's word coming up, man. I got to drop a dime on you. I got a story to tell like Biggie. But before I do, I want to let you know that everything that I have going on is up in my link tree and all my bios. Okay, click on my link tree and you will get everything that you need. If you want to get anything, even the fitness stuff, it's up in there too. Or you can go over to, okay, my online store. This is justatouchofj.com and check out those pieces. So the last thing that I want to talk to y'all about is, y'all already know, Beat Break Radio. Yeah. Check out the 411 Wire, the hottest entertainment segment of the week. It's going to be dope this week. We talking about hip-hop history, and I'm going to drop a dime on y'all. And then you also going to be able to check out the Just a Touch of J show too. Late nights. Plus, it's going to be a link on a website where you actually get to just click it on, bell, 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 and listen to your girl, any podcast that you want. We got over 340 of them. This is the 3rd year of the Just a Touch of J podcast, and it's popping like popcorn, baby. So check it out on Beat Break Radio, too. All right, the 411 Wire, me, the hottest entertainment segment, top of the hour. It plays every hour. Check it out. And this is your girl. This is Just a Touch of J. That was just pieces for you. Now look, I gotta drop a dime on you like Biggie. Oh my God, I got a story to tell. I got a story to tell like Biggie. So look, today is this Sunday's word. And I gotta talk to you. I gotta talk to y'all about offense. Now look, I don't even know really where I'm gonna go at with it. So we just gonna let the Holy Spirit take control, and we're gonna let it do what it is that we do, that we do, that we do. So I'm sitting up in here and I'm like, you know what? I'm at the hotel. I'm like, God, what you want me to talk about? He been telling me offense all week. I'm like, offenses? I'm like, what? He like, there's no temptation that's not common to man. I'm like, oh. That's scripture, y'all, in the Bible. Corinthians, 1 Corinthians. And he's telling me that everybody goes through the same thing. There's no temptation that's not common. Sometimes, though, we feel like we in it by ourselves. I mean, look, come on. I just went through this whole health thing. A lot of y'all are out there going through stuff. I just told you about my peoples the other day, how she was feeling like she was going through so much and the enemy was up against her. Because the devil is a liar. Okay? So, offenses, right? She had a lot of fences that was coming up against her. I've had fences come up against me. You've had offenses coming up against you. So I'm sitting here, I'm like, okay, God, no temptation is not common to man. And then God drops a dime on me. And you know what he says? This is what God does. Holy Spirit speaks to me and says, it's no temptation, right, that's not common to man, right? And God provides a way out of all these temptations, right? He's the way out. It's always a way out. But the key thing is how you handle the offense. I said, oh my gosh, you're right. This is just such a joke, baby. You putting it out there in pieces for me now. How are y'all out there handling your offenses when they come to you? Are you wilding out? Somebody do something, piss you off. You ready to take their head off? Huh? You ready to let it happen, Captain? I don't know. This is just such a joke. I used to be ready to wild out. What? You know, because when offenses come, they hurt. They make you feel some type of way. You like, wait a minute, hold on. You feel offended. Right? Any of y'all out there going through that? Especially because it's the holiday. Oh, my gosh. You know, you're around people or you're out. You know, you're around your family. You know, some of them might be offending you. You know, they come over. You know, they trying to eat some of your barbecue that you done made. And then somebody got something to say about the salad or something like that. They offended. You know, or they offended because they like this. I mean, why I got to wear my mask? And you like, because you do got to wear the mask because it's a lot of us out here. And they offended because now, you know, you done told them. They kinfolk and you done told them you got to put the mask on. They feel some type of way. I don't know what y'all got going on. You told one of your friends or something, maybe, like, look, girl, that ain't it. That whole outfit, that ain't working. And she's offended. Or is somebody out there telling you something about yourself? You know, something like maybe you ain't loving me correctly. Or, you know, I'm not happy anymore in this relationship. And you're offended. I mean, look, this just touched it, baby. Like I said, I don't know. I'm just trying to put it out there in pieces for you. But what God said to me, he said, it's how they're handling the offense. They're not seeking you first the kingdom of God. They ain't doing what I tell them to do. Somebody out there, you out there, you going through something. You all offended. You all messed up. And you all up in the sauce with it because you're not doing what it is that you're supposed to do. You're letting it affect you. You can't let the offense affect you. And I know you like, Jay, what you mean? You know, you can't. Because what it does is it changes your direction in life. Because you start focusing on the offense or the person who offended you instead of just, you know, letting it be what it is. Because, see, there's no temptation that's not common to man. We all get offended. All of us. Every day. It's normal. I'm trying to talk to you about what's normal. Being offended is normal. No temptation is not common. But what you do with the offense, okay, that can change a lot. Okay, now you're in jail. It could cause you to have money issues. It can cause you to lose your life. It could hurt someone, you know? And you can't be out here doing it. It could hurt you. All right, so look, this is a quick podcast. This is real easy. I want you to just think about your offenses, right? And if they're really serious, because some of us, you know, we get offended by stuff that's like petty type stuff, like just regular stuff. You shouldn't get offended by that. You know, just let that thing just roll off your shoulder. It says a lot about you when you are able to just let the offense go. Okay? Now, this is the second part of this. You listening? You got to be able to let God handle things when they come up in your life. You have to. Romans 12 says, right? As much as you can, live peaceable with all men. In doing so, you'll heap coals of fire upon their head. You kill them with kindness. You don't worry about it. You want to know why? Because when Romans 12 says this, you got to be transformed by the renewing of your mind daily, which means you got to forgive daily and all that. And vengeance is mine, saith the Lord. Okay? It's not yours. See, some people, they get offended and they be like, you know what? I'm going to get you back. I got something for you because you done did something to me. That's not the way you do it. Like I said, it's how are you handling the offense? How? Okay? So we was talking about Paul yesterday, right? Paul, Saul, turned into Paul. Saul was the Christian killer. He was out there killing them Christians and murdering them. Bow, 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 bow. He was doing all that stuff, all that trickery, anything. He thought he was serving God justice to take out all the Christians, right? Because I told you he was blind. He couldn't see. He didn't know. He didn't know the truth, right? God had to hit him with the light. Bow, 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 bow. Changed him. His name went to Paul. He wrote a lot of the Bible. He told a lot of stories. He wrote a lot of letters. Okay, he did what he did. He created the churches and everything. Like, he turned into Paul and changed his whole life around, right? But there was times where he had a lot of offenses come up against him. They even stoned him one time, okay? Because it was basically like, how you trying to come over here and act like you all brand new? You was just Saul, now you Paul now. You done changed the name, you try to act new. Any of y'all out there ever had to go through that? Like, people like this, like, now you got yourself together and they like, man, please, I know who you used to be back in the day. I know it's somewhere still up in you. You know, and you like, damn, man, you trying to get yourself together. You like, look, I ain't even like that no more. I don't even do that type of stuff. But they try you a little something, try to throw a little bait out there, see if you go ahead and catch it. Child, look, this is just a touch of J. Been there, done that. Any of y'all out there going through that? It offends you. Okay? He was offended too. But what he did was he killed him with love and kindness. You know, he kept on being who he was. Even when they stoned him, they left him for dead. They thought he was dead. He kept on pushing. Went right back to the place where they stoned him at. You understand what I'm saying? Because it's how he handled the offense. This is just touch it, baby. I'm just trying to put it out there in pieces for you. Okay? He winds up being very, 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 very great in the Bible days because of how he handled the offense. God chose him because he was strong enough to handle what it is that they were going to do. And you are chosen. Many are called, few are chosen. I'm just coming on here just trying to get you to see that sometimes you have offenses that come up against you just because you're chosen. You always have something going on. But it's normal. That's what happens when you thorough and wise. People always got something to say when it comes to me. I mean, look, even today, had a conversation with somebody, ain't talked to in mad years, right? Assumed I was the same way I used to be. I kind of got highly offended. I didn't say nothing, though. I ain't let them know. You know, I just like, what? You know, like, I was like, how many years ago? We talking about 10 years, something like that. Like, you don't think I changed? Even grass grows, baby. This is just a touch of J now. Yeah? And it really offended me because it was biblical. It was about my Christianity. You know, and I'm like this. I'm like, hold on. You know, like, I'm walking with God. You know, like, I'm with him now. I ain't doing them things I used to do. But, you know, like I said, it's kind of like Paul. It's kind of like some of y'all. Y'all out here, y'all doing what it is y'all got to do. You know, whether it is your religious purposes, you maybe used to drink and now you don't drink, but, you know, you run into somebody and they like, you know, you want to get a drink. You're like, no, I don't do that no more. They like, mm-hmm. You know, like, it's going to highly offend you, but it's normal. And you're strong enough to take the offense. You just got to remember that. Because somebody out there, they not dealing with offense correctly. Because God kept saying, offense, offense, offense. You have to talk to them about offense. I'm like, what do you want me to say about offense? They're not dealing with it properly. There's no temptation that's not common to man. But God is faithful. He's not going to allow you to be tempted more than you can bear. He's always going to provide a way out with this temptation. Are y'all out here, y'all listening to me? Okay, like I said, it's just such a baby. I'm just trying to put it out there in peace for you. I just need you to know, like, if you really, like, got some stuff going on. I've been talking to y'all all the time about things that's going on out here in this world. Because a lot of people out here going through stuff. And this is what God's telling me to talk to y'all about. So I got to put it out there in pieces for you. This Sunday's word is offense. It's normal to be offended. God tells you, you're going to have it. But you know what's so thorough and wise? This week just dropped the dime on me. The Holy Spirit just spoke to me. He said, but look, I'm going to prepare a table for you in the presence of your enemies. These people that offend you, these people that do this trickery on you. And I'm going to anoint your head with oil, right? Your cup's going to overflow. They're going to be able to see my glory on you. If you just do what it is that you do, that you do, that you do, baby, and handle it the right way. So this week, I always give you a homework assignment sometimes. And I'm like, look, you got homework assignment, dissect this, do this. See what's offending you, right? Understand that you're thorough and wise and you're able to take it because God went and let it happen. Captain. Okay, he won't let it happen. You in control of all of this. This is normal. And if it seems like it's too much, it's never too much. He's not going to put more on you than you can bear. And then he provides a way out, which is through him. So all you got to do is seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and everything else going to be added unto you. You got some offenses that's coming up. All you got to do is just, okay, vengeance mindset, Lord, I got it. You got to do like how I did today. You know, you got to shake that thing off, small thing to a giant. You know how thorough and wise you are. So what I had to do, I was like, man, look, they don't even know. They don't even know what God done did in my life yet. They have no idea. Right? That this is just a touch of J. I'm just trying to put it out there in pieces for them, baby. They don't even know that yet. And sometimes people just don't. Okay? Because they just can't see. Okay? That's why you got to shine on them. Because they hate it, baby. You understand? That's it. Just shine on. Let that light come out. Keep doing what it is that you do. Understand that it's normal to go through things. Sometimes you're going to have offenses that are going to come up to you. You're great. When you're great like that, those things happen. That's all. You just keep it pushing. And don't worry about it, okay? Handle it the right way. For the last time, remember this. Let me make sure I get the right scripture. I want to make sure I give you the right scripture so you have it. Okay, let me make sure I give you the right one. Because I want to make sure I do. I won't give you too much, baby. Just touch. All right. You ready? This is what it is. It's 1 Corinthians 10:13, right? I'm going to give you the NIV version. The New International Version. All right? 13, okay, no temptation has taken you except what is common to mankind. Do you get that? Do you hear that? It's common. There's no temptation that has not overtaken you that is not common to mankind, right? And God is faithful, all right? He will not let you be tempted beyond what you can bear. You got that? But when you are tempted, he will also provide a way out so that you can endure it. He is the way out. There you go. You got it. So when you got these offenses coming tomorrow, you know, it's the whole Memorial Day, the official day. You know, shout out to everybody out there that, you know, paved the way for us. You know, out there doing the war and doing all that. We remembering you, right? But y'all gonna be around some of your family and things like that. Or you gonna be out in public and somebody might offend you with something. How are you going to handle it? You gotta understand, because some people out there breaking down, they messed up over these offenses. Like I told y'all about my peoples the other day. She was crying. She was hurt. She was going through. She was offended. I've been offended where it done took me out a couple times. A couple times I was ready to go to jail. A couple other times I was hurt. My feelings was messed up. For a minute, I couldn't get over it. It'll have you in your head. It'll have you all distorted. It'll have you all jacked up just because you can't handle the offense. But you got to understand that it's normal. It's no temptation. It's not common to man. That's something normal. It's just all about how you're dealing with it. You got to remember, I keep trying to tell y'all that you thorough and you wise. Remember who you are. And when you thorough and you wise, you understand it's a small thing to a giant. Everybody's going through something, B. How they say it up in New York. They call each other B. Yeah, over here in the States, man. That's what they say. New York people. You know, B. Everything's going to happen. It's going to keep on happening. It's normal. All right? It's just all about how you're dealing with the offense. All right? Now, look, this is just a touch of J, baby. Okay? I just had to put that out there in pieces for you. Something simple. Just take it this week. See what's offending you. Dissect it. Work on it. Don't let it get to you. Let it run off your back like water. Okay? And that's it. Okay? It's nothing. All right? Everybody's going through something. No temptation is not common to man. Make sure you check out 1 Corinthians 10:13. This Sunday's word is offense. Okay? All right. Now, look. How y'all want me to end this? Huh? What y'all want me to do? Y'all want me to give you my Janet Jackson bare white voice? I be cracking myself up, man. I swear. Look. You ready? Who is this? Come on, y'all. What is this? What is this? What is this? This is just a touch of J. Y'all know I'm just trying to put it out here in pieces for you. That's it. So low. What is the first thing I tell y'all when I'm getting ready to skate on over to the left, to the left, to the left, so I can shine bright like a diamond? Skate on up out of here. I tell you, don't let nobody make you feel like you ain't thorough and wise. Please don't. Mm-mm. And if you out here getting offended, all right, you letting them make you feel like you not thorough and wise. That's why you got to deal with it the right way. Look, real quick, guys, dropping a dime on me. One of my other people, she hit me up. She, you know, she going through a little something too. You know, I can't never put their names out there, but you know, they don't mind me, you know, sharing this part. And you know, she going through and she like, man, look, ooh, I'm ready to wring this nigga's neck. Somebody she's doing it, right? You know, they always, you know, they like the love doctor. They like to come to the love doctor. The love doctor put it out there in pieces for them, right? So I'm like, look, girl, what's going on? I'm like, look, you can't let them win. Because when you let them win, you're getting offended and you won't be able to go on with your next relationship because you're letting this offense keep you in the bondage. It's an attachment. It's like an anchor to the person. And she's like, yo, you right. I said, I know I'm right, baby. Just a touch of J. I'm just trying to put it out there in pieces for you. Nah, I ain't told her that, but I'm just saying. You understand what I'm saying? Right? Somebody was trying to make her feel like she wasn't thorough and wise by causing offenses on purpose. And people will do that to you. Right? And then you know what she was doing? She was making herself feel like she wasn't thorough and wise because she was falling for the trickery. And you know what I told her? This is what I told her. This is what I'm going to tell y'all to do too. The second thing that I tell y'all, when you skating on up out of here, right? And I'm moving on over to the left. I'm going to the second thing. I'm getting ready to leave y'all. This is what I tell you. Shine on them because they hate it, baby. And that's what I told her. I said, girl, what? Man, please. You better go ahead and let that little light on the inside of you shine bright like a diamond. And don't even worry about that. I said, because see, this person, he's trying to go ahead, he's trying to get you all upset so you can't go ahead with your new relationship. I said, so therefore, you ain't going to shine bright like a diamond with the new one because you're going to be worried about the old one because he's trying to make you worry about him. Because, you know, people like attention. They do things to you like cause offense to get you all wrapped up in their pieces. Right? But there's no temptation. It's not common to man, right? I told you, right? You got to seek ye first kingdom of God. God ain't going to give you more than you could bear, right? And you got to go over to the next thing, the last thing that I tell y'all. You know what you got to do? Like I told you, like Romans 12, you got to kill them with kindness. You got to spread love, man. Because this is the Brooklyn way. And this is just a touch of it, baby. I'm just trying to put this out there in pieces for you. That's it. You just got to spread love. Just give them love from afar. That's why I told her. I said, you know what, man? Don't even worry about that. Just be nice. She's like, what? I said, yeah, just be nice. No, because I want to do that. I said, listen. He doing it on purpose. Right? Just be nice. Don't even worry about it. Right? No sensation is not common to men. Let it go. Because you throwing your wise. You don't have time for that. And neither do y'all. Okay? So the word of the week is offense. Right? Quick recap. Don't let it bother you. That's it. It's how are you handling your offense? That's what this is all about. I gave you a couple scenarios. I let you know it happened to me, happened to one of my peoples. I know somebody out there going through it because God wouldn't keep telling me it's offense. And I'm like, I don't know what to say about offense, okay? But I'm out here and I'm telling y'all about this offense. It's somebody, look up the definition. You want me to look it up real quick for you? Let me go ahead and tell you what it say. I'm going to tell you exactly what it say. That way, you're going to know. You're going to say, oh my gosh, you know, she had to drop a dime on me again. Let me go ahead real quick and tell you what the definition is, right? You ready? The definition of offense is, right? When someone does something on purpose, okay, to hurt you. That's what it is. They doing it to hurt you. On purpose. That's it. Annoyance. Brought by like an insult. Okay? Just because someone else's standards or principles. Like seriously. They do it on purpose. They give the offense on purpose most of the time. You know, people offend you sometimes, you know, they don't realize they're doing it. But most of the time, they trying to do it on purpose. You know? So you just got to go ahead with them pieces and let it just happen, Captain. Don't worry about it. It's all about you and how you're dealing with it. This says a lot about you, all right? And I want y'all to understand you thoroughly. You watch. You can't let these little offenses mess you up out here in life. You can't let them get to you. None of that. Don't even do it. Like, no, just don't, okay? This is just a touch of day, okay? I don't know who you are, what you got going on out there, but just get these pieces, please. Just watch how you respond to the offense, okay? Please. All right? It's going to save you a whole bunch of heartache, pain, and just being upset and all that, okay? And that's it. I don't got nothing else to say, baby. I love my babies, and I'll be back, okay? When I got something else to say, yeah. When I got something else to say, yeah. When I got something else to say. It's just a touch of day. Oh, I almost forgot. God said, don't forget to tell them about the Jataj Podcast Network. Oh my gosh. So look, the Jataj Podcast Network is a network for podcasters that I created. Now, you guys are going to be able to be featured on my very own Jataj Podcast Network mobile app. Totally separate from Just a Touch of J app. Yeah. So what you need to do is make sure that you go over to Facebook. Okay. Everybody got Facebook. All right. Mostly everybody. And you go over to Facebook and you join the Jataj Podcast Network group. Okay. It stands for Just a Touch of J. Jataj. J-A-T-O-J. The Jataj _podcast network. Get into the group, answer the questions, do what it is that you're supposed to do, promote your podcast. Your podcast is going to be popping. It's going to be played worldwide. I'm going to put y'all out there in pieces so that y'all can get the recognition that you deserve. There is no fee. There is no nothing. I'm just going ahead and I'm spreading love because it's the Brooklyn way and this is just a touch of Jay and I'm going to put you out there in pieces for them, baby. Okay, so make sure y'all check it out. All right. Make sure y'all check it out. Follow the Jataj Podcast Network on Instagram and on Facebook too. But you got to join the private group to get them on the app. All right. And you get to promote your podcast and everything for free. All right. So look, for the last time, This is Just a Touch of J, baby. All right? And I'll be back when I got something else to say. Hello, my babies. Oh, my gosh. Y'all so thrilly. Y'all so wise. I don't know what I'm going to do with y'all. What am I going to do with y'all? I don't know. Listen to the songs. Day up next. What's up, y'all? This is Just a Touch of J. Oh my gosh. Y'all hear that? Come on now. J. _J. Hey, y'all. Did y'all think I forgot to pray for y'all? No. I can never do that. This is Just a Touch of J, baby. Y'all know I got to put it out there in pieces for you, right? So listen, bow y'all head, close y'all eyes. Let me go ahead and drop a dime on you, okay? Look, dear Heavenly Father, I come to you right now, and I ask for you to please allow your word that I just put out there in pieces for them to be able to resonate inside each and every one of the individuals that heard it. Restore their soul, Lord God. Allow them to see what it is that you're trying to show them through this message. Allow them to see that they have everything that they need on the inside of them and that you'll be there for them, okay? Yo, God's going to be there for you. He loves you, all right? He's going to restore you. He's going to help you. All right? In Jesus' name, I pray. Just don't be afraid. All right? We love you, God. Thank you for waking us up. Thank you for blessing us. Thank you for just allowing me to go ahead and put your word out there in pieces for them. Just thank you. Restore them. Give them peace and everything that it is that they need, that comfort, as they're walking through life. In Jesus' name, I pray. I love you guys. Amen. Y'all hear that? This is Just a Touch of J, baby. Coming at you, putting it all out there in peace. I just had to drop a bomb on them like flex. Oh my gosh, just that work, baby. And baby, you know you're fine, right? Fine. This is Just a Touch of J. Just trying to put it in J. Hey, y'all, this is Just a Touch of J, and I'm coming at you. Making love in V's kitchen. Y'all hear that? Oh my gosh. You better download that Just a Touch of J app. J. Hey y'all, what's up? How y'all out there doing? Oh my gosh, I know y'all out there shining on them because they hate it, baby. Living your best life, just doing what it is that you do. Being so sexy, so thrilling, so wise. Well, listen, look, right? I'm coming back to y'all with the song of the week, all right? And this one right here, this whole remix goes out to my man's Biggie Smalls. Yeah, the Notorious B.I.G. And make sure y'all listening to the 411 Wire this week, right? The hottest entertainment segment in the A. Because I got some pieces for you. I told y'all, man. I got a story to tell like Biggie. Make sure you listen to the song, man. I love y'all. Love my babies, all right? It's up next. Hey, y'all. Yeah. This is Just a Touch of J, and I'm coming at you getting ready to put it all out there in pieces.
All the teachers that told me I never amount to nothing.
Y'all hear that?
All the people that lived above the buildings that I was hustling from that called the police on me when I was trying to make some money to feed my daughter.
Yeah.
And all the niggas in the struggle, you know what I'm saying? It's all good, baby.
Y'all hear that?
It was all a dream. I used to read Word Up magazine. Salt and pepper and Heavy D up in the limousine. Hanging pictures on my wall. Every Saturday, Rap Attack, Mr. Magic, Molly Mall. I let my tape rock till my tape pop. Smoking weed and bamboo, sipping on private stock. Way back when I had the red and black lumberjack with the hat to match. Remember rapping Duke? yaha. You never thought that hip hop would take it this far. Now I'm in the limelight cause I rhyme tight. Time to get paid, blow up like the World Trade. Born sinner, the opposite of a winner. Remember when I used to eat sardines for dinner? Peace to Raw D, Brucey B, Kid Capri. Funk Master Flex, Love Bug, Star Ski. I'm blowing up like you thought I would. Call a crib, same number, same hood. It's all good. And if you don't know, now you know, nigga.
Wait a minute, y'all. This is just a touch of J. Y'all like that? Now look, man. Y'all know what I'm doing again? The song of the week. And I gotta give it to my man's Biggie Smalls. Check out Machine Gun Funk. Oh my God. I live better, but yeah, I die better, but I gotta put it out there in pieces for you, baby.
So you wanna be hardcore with your hat to the back, talking about the gaps in your raps, but I can't feel that hardcore appeal that you're screaming. Maybe I'm dreaming. This ain't Christopher Williams, still some empty, got the feel one, cats I got the feel some. To let you know that if you're big and heavy, I get up in that like a wedgie. Says who? Says me, the lyrical. Saying Biggie off the street, it's a miracle. Left the drugs alone, took the thugs along with me. Just for that and shifty. Sticks and stones break bones, but they kill you quicker. Especially when I'm drunk off the liquor. Smoking fuck by the boxes, packing boots. It's natural to eat your like
sweets. I just had to drop a bomb on him like flex. Is that work, baby?
Is that work,
you know you're fine, right? This is just a touch of J, baby. You know I gotta put it out there in pieces for you.
You like that?
Here's another one.
O-U-C-H underscore letter J. Yes, this shit comes with the comedy.
And another one.
Wait a minute, y'all. I got another one. This is just a touch of J. Y'all know I gotta put it out there in pieces for you, right? Make sure y'all go over to my name is ONI76 on Instagram, baby. And definitely make sure you download the Just a Touch of J app. Oh my gosh, y'all gotta make sure y'all follow me at Making Love and Beats Kitchen, baby. On Instagram, that's where I do my food thing. This is just a touch of your baby. Y'all know I gotta put that out there in pieces for you, right? Don't forget to check out the Just a Touch of J cannabis line, right? The Just a Touch of J podcast, Just a Touch of J's fitness, and make sure you Google Just a Touch of J, man. Check out the online store called thisisjustatouchofj.com. Cause this is just a touch of J, baby. I love my babies, right? I gotta put this out there in pieces for you. J. T-O-U-C-H. Yeah. Underscore letter J. That's what they call it. And I can't forget, man. Make sure y'all check me out on Beat Break Radio, 87 FM. All right? Atlanta's hottest entertainment segment called the 411 Wire and the Just a Touch of J radio show. And for the last time, y'all, this is Just a Touch of J, right? I love y'all.
You like it when I do it like that.
And y'all know I'm just trying to put it all out there in pieces for you, baby. Wait a minute, y'all. Hold on one second. This is just a touch of J. Y'all remember them songs? Listen, I got another one for you, so stay tuned, right? Because all he needs is just a touch of J. That's what's up next, all right? I love my babies. Check it out.
My baby like it when I do it like that. All he needs is just a touch of J.
Pieces for you. Pieces for
you. Y'all know I'm thrilling wise, right?
All you need is just a touch of J.
Just a touch of J.
Y'all hear that?
I just want to talk to y'all for a little bit.
All you need is just a touch of J. Pieces for you.
Shout out to the love of my life. You know you're fine, right? Hey, y'all. This is just a touch of J, baby. What y'all out there doing? Y'all out there shining on them because they hate it, baby, living your best life, huh? Doing what it is that you do? Well, listen, mama got to drop a dime on y'all, but I want y'all to listen to the song of the week, right? Yeah, it's a remake, you know, with just a touch of J to it. All right, let me know what y'all think. Call in, all right? Yeah, full songs are going to be coming up soon, and make sure y'all go over to Making Love in V's Kitchen, baby. And check out the Just a Touch of J app, too. Mama just dropped the sweet potato brownie recipe for y'all on the Just a Touch of J app. Y'all want that. Trust me. I know you do. Alright? Listen to the songs. They up next.
Y'all hear that?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, man.
This is just
a touch of J. Make sure y'all go over to Making Love in V's Kitchen, baby. Mama got some brownies.
She got brownies for you, baby.
Thanks for listening to the Just a Touch of J podcast, baby. I love you guys. I'm just trying to put it out. I'm just trying to put it out there in pieces for you. I'm just trying to put it out there. I tell y'all, this is just a touch of J. I'm trying to put it out there in pieces. What's up, y'all? Did y'all like that? Yeah, man. I just want to talk to y'all for a little bit. Y'all gotta make sure y'all go over to Nick and Love and Beast Kitchen, baby. I'm definitely putting it out there in pieces for you. Y'all hear that? Y'all hear that?
Oh my gosh, man.
Oh man, this beat goes so hard, baby. Yeah, I keep trying to tell y'all this is just a touch of J, baby.
Y'all know that y'all can really just rock with this.
Y'all know I put this out in pieces for you. Significant others. Yeah, y'all can just, take a chill to this one right here. Yeah, man. This beat goes so hard, baby. Y'all hear that? It's called the box. What do y'all know about the box? Yeah. Don't forget to make sure that y'all go over to Make a Love in this Kitchen, baby. Make sure y'all scroll around and grab a tip.
Yeah.
I love you guys. Again, this is just a touch of joy.